But I want it to be like a couple minutes and then stop. And okay. Then I'll ask you something else.
Okay, great. Hi, I'm Bridget Mayer. I'm here with Roberta at my gallery at 7th and Walnut. And we are taking a look at Eileen Neff's solo exhibition that's on view through mid-April. And Eileen did a three-week residency in central Costa Rica. And the exhibition is a result of that residency and some of her photographic inspirations. Yeah, so this show has a series of cutout leaves and also a wall installation of cutout leaves. And Eileen really was kind of blown away and affected by the scale and the character and almost the human-like quality of some of these leaves, and also the architectural quality and the design of some of them. They're very exotic. So she wanted to photograph them, which she did, blow them up a little bit, almost make them human-like, and cut them out and have them mounted and sandwiched between a plastic material so that they're archival. And then in the exhibition, they're either mounted to the wall. She has several that are draped almost like a human might sit, or a blanket or a throw, draped over these modern chairs and a modern table. The chair is actually up on a pedestal, giving it even more presence. And she was really particular about the way that it draped and kind of expanding her vision of these leaves into our daily lives. So there's a beautiful piece in the show. It's about a 35 by 35 inch photograph, and it's called Reflection. And one of the things that Eileen did during her residency, she brought some interesting materials, which she'll often do. And she happened to have brought this reflected, almost like a foil paper. And she had two assistants working with her. She was walking around the landscape, kind of playing with the reflection and the sunlight to see what she would get. And in this particular image, you get this beautiful reflection. And when you look at it, it looks like you're looking down into water, or perhaps you're even standing in water. You have this horizon line where the landscape above what appears to be a waterline is crystal clear. But you get these beautiful refracted, abstract, flowy, water-like shapes. And I've always found part of her process to be really innovative and just pushing the medium besides looking through the lens. And a lot of the works, like this particular piece, also have a painterly quality. And perhaps influenced by Monet's water lilies and paintings of that generation, but bringing it into contemporary art and photography while still connecting it back to the history of painting. One of the things I'd like to do down the road, as Eileen keeps developing and furthering her portfolio, she has, with most of her exhibitions, included some type of animal in the show. And over the years, I've seen a lot of birds. She's really has an affinity to birds. This show, and this is particular to Costa Rica, we have this beautiful portrait of a monkey holding a banana in his right hand, looking at the camera. And you look at it, it doesn't even look like a photograph. And it looks like a realist painting of a monkey through the treatment of the surface, but it indeed is a photograph. We also have this beautiful velvety picture of two horses, and she was driving with a driver and driving down a driveway, coming around a bend, and sees this beautiful horse standing in the middle of the road. So she couldn't help but photograph it. So you get this beautiful gaze. The horse actually turns around and is staring at her through her car window. She snapped two beautiful shots. So we have these two horses. We have a lovely bird that's was outside her studio window every day. She would see this bird probably a few times a day. almost greeting her. So these, to me, are like her family, her cast of characters, and she's pretty consistent with including them in every show.